Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. Absolutely thrilled to have you along with us. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. These, as I said, these calls do happen Monday through Friday to help support your TR90 efforts. I come to you with an education background, but I've had a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise. Going back to when I was in high school and my grandparents, either they had heart disease or they had diabetes, and I didn't want to have either of those things. So I've done much study over the years and made a lot of changes so that I would not have some of the health outcomes that they have. With that being said, when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. My personal experience has been that they work just fine if you take them with your meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fibers, and your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, the other way, which is that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health overall. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And the closer you can get those fruits and vegetables to their raw or mildly cooked sources, the better the nutrients and the fiber is going to be. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, and it can be whatever exercise you desire. Whatever gets you up and moving is the best one for you and gets you excited. You can do a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever is happening to fit your lifestyle. And, you know, realize it's going to change. And there are times that you're going to want to switch things up because your body's getting bored with what it's doing and it's not working nearly as hard. So switching up what you're doing for an exercise periodically every 2 to 3 months is not a bad idea. Then if you're getting all that exercise, you're going to want to stay hydrated. Hydration, well, your baseline for that is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you bump it up from there depending on how hard you're working out, because you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. And it is really important to stay hydrated because it clears out toxins, keeps you from feeling hungry, because dehydration actually starts out making you think you're hungry when, in fact, you're really thirsty. And the last thing that I like to recommend that everybody make sure that they do is get 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night, depending on what your body needs are. It clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores both brain memories and muscle memories. So it is just really critical, and different things are happening during different stages of sleep. If you want to find out more about sleep, if you go back and listen to any of our podcasts from August and September of 2023, with my name on them. There is a wealth of information there about sleep and things that you can do that might help you get some good quality sleep. With that being said, I am going to be sharing some information with you today out of a book that is called The Science of Exercise. It's the Time Special Edition. It came out this year. And the article I'm sharing out of this today is how exercise keeps you young. There are countless things you can try or buy in an attempt to turn back the clock, but your best bet, it's Work It Out by Alice Park, P-A-R-K. The elusive elixir of youth is so called for a reason. Were it easy to attain, we'd all be imbibing in it all day, every day. The fact is, there's no lotion or beverage or superfood or ritual alone that can do much to alter the course of your body's natural aging processes. But the more scientists study the biological underpinnings of age and the more comfortable they get with the idea that when it comes to some kind of silver bullet, exercise is about as close as we are ever going to get. That's something to think about. For decades, the strongest evidence that exercise is the key to keeping one's youthful vigor came from long-term studies of heart disease in which people were asked about a host of things that were typically associated with heart health, including what their diet looked like, how much they drank and smoked, if at all, and whether or not they exercised. Those reports consistently showed that the people who worked out regularly had fewer heart attacks and strokes, and that they lived longer than those who spent most of their time on the couch. But in recent years, researchers took it a step further, discovering that not only does exercise keep you from dying prematurely, it also may keep you young. Scientists now believe that physical activity can keep blood flowing steadily to the brain, which is essential for removing toxic compounds that can cause aging and early death of cells. Exercise can also reduce inflammation, a key disease-causing process. At the real cutting edge, however, is the emerging knowledge that being active has a ripple effect on the body. From a feel-good endorphins released in the brain while we exercise to the stress, the good kind, that it puts on your heart, it also helps lubricate joints, distribute oxygen to the body's cells, burn calories, and potentially staving off the upward climb of the scale that can accompany advancing age. But there are other almost imperceptible changes that take place inside a body in motion, all the way down to slowing how quickly we age at the cellular level. So how exercise hacks the aging process? Well, to stay young, you have to keep your cells young, and a cell's age is dictated by its DNA. Too many cycles of dividing over and over again accelerates the aging process until eventually cells peter out and stop dividing altogether. Each time a cell divides, it copies its DNA, which is packed into the chromosomes. And sections of the chromosomes called telomeres get shorter. It wasn't always clear how exercise affects this process, but the Belgian researchers have discovered a compound called nuclear respiratory factor 1, or NRF1, that protects telomeres from getting shorter. The shorter the telomere, the older the cell. Genetics play a role in how quickly telomeres shorten. So, as do lifestyle factors, including diet, stress, and sleep. Researchers recently discovered that exercise can play a role in NRF1 as well. For the initial study, the scientists recruited 10 healthy people to ride stationary bikes for 45 minutes and took muscle biopsies from each of their legs before and after the cycling session. They also measured muscle function by testing the amount of lactate in the blood, based on the analysis of these samples. The researchers found that exercise boosts levels of the NRF1, which keeps the telomeres from getting snipped away. Think about the NRF1 like varnish on nails, said Annabelle. The Cotinige of the Deneuve Institute at the Catholic University of Louvain in Belgium, who is a co-author of the study. You cannot change the nail, but you can change the varnish again and again. What you're doing is refreshing and replacing the old section with a new protective molecules. And with each bout of moderate exercise, de Cotinige says that the protection to the telomeres is refreshed, helping the cells remain functionally younger. The protection is constantly renewed upon exercise. Experts think it's possible that compared with the genetic mutations caused by carcinogens and other kinds of toxins, exercise-induced alterations to DNA are in some way their opposite. The positive changes wrought by exercise are more like tune-ups, helping cells to work better and more efficiently. What's more, scientists have discovered that these changes occur even after a single 20-minute workout, and even in people who don't exercise often. Julien Zierath, the professor of physiology at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, tracked the changes in muscle cells of mostly sedentary people while they exercised on a stationary bike. She and her colleagues also collected small samples of tissue from the study participants' quadriceps before they exercised and again about 20 minutes after they were done. Zierath and her colleagues then looked at the series of muscle-related genes before and after exercise. Not surprising, at least to the scientists, was the fact that the different genes were turned on and off during exercise and during rest. Zierath said she and her team are trying to understand early messages the muscles receive when you exercise so that they can better understand what's happening at the cellular level. The researchers were able to see how muscles changed at the cellular level by studying another group of people who agreed to exercise at two different intensities over a period of a week. On one visit, they were asked to take it a little easy. They would cycle until they reached 40% of their maximum capacity. On another occasion, they pushed themselves hard, biking until they reached 80% of their maximum. The muscle biopsies following those 80% sessions showed more RNA, which is the first byproduct of gene activity, than samples taken after the 40% sessions. This suggested that a lot was happening, and a lot of good was happening when participants pushed their bodies harder. Having muscle cells work more efficiently is no guarantee of living forever, of course, but having more youthful cells is a critical way to stay healthy in older age, to slow the aging process. That, along with the evidence that exercise can slow aging of cells, provides robust evidence that exercise can, in fact, keep us young, or at least younger. I'm going to stop there for today. So getting physically active can go a long way towards keeping those cells young. So with that being said, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live at the top of the hour, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on building the new skin business, what's going on in this new skin world. If you have any thoughts or comments, feel free to share them after I take us off of mute. You can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863 to let me know any thoughts or comments or questions you may have. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 group. I'll make sure you don't end up in the spam folder. This is Susan Mann for April 5th, 2024, signing out, and make it a great day and make it a great weekend. So there we have it, my friends, why exercise is really good for us. It helps keep us young.
And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release us. Have a great weekend and make it great. And we'll see you back here on Monday, and we'll have Frank back up on Tuesday.